following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
906. I know some of you get annoyed when I talk about sports. There are two major sporting stories from yesterday that I have to share later in the show. One is at the collegiate level. They're both baseball. One is at the collegiate level. If you went to bed like I did and missed the Brewers game, Jason's a little excited. His alma mater finally has some good news on the Jerry Bader Show. Congratulations, my friend. That's exciting stuff. We'll talk about that. And if you missed how the Brewers almost blew and won a game last night, it's amazing. Talk about improbable. Well, I knew this was going to happen. Now they're hitting the crap out of the ball, and the pitching collapses. It's always something. Anyway, more and a ton of stuff from, I can't even begin. A lot of stuff to get to, which we will, and we'll start here. Now, you heard me talk about this, and it was reported yesterday, that a conservative group, Americans for Prosperity Foundation Wisconsin, doing a major media buy to tout that the reforms, Act 10, tax cuts, and others that Wisconsin has seen in the past 4 years. It's working campaign. It's working Wisconsin. I want to make sure I get that exactly right. It is a media buy that they've done, but they also have events going on. It's working. That's the name of the campaign. They also have events going on throughout Wisconsin. They've had one in Oconomowoc. And the reason I did it in this segment of the show, you folks in the central Wisconsin area, listen up, because we'll have news for you too. But there's an event here in the Green Bay area tomorrow night, and I'm honored to say I'm part of it. And more to talk more about that with us is State Director of AFP and AFP Foundation Wisconsin, David Flatibo. David, good to talk with you again.
Good to talk to you too. Thanks for having me on, Jerry.
You bet. David, tell us about these events, basically what the effort is here that AFP Foundation Wisconsin is trying to do.
Well, it's simple. We're trying to get the message out there that it's working. I think by any measure, you look at what happened since 2011, and the policies that are being fought for in Madison are working for the state of Wisconsin. We've had tax cuts. The deficit has been eliminated. School districts have more flexibility, put dollars into the classroom. And we want to celebrate those reforms, and we want to talk about them, and we want to make sure the people of Wisconsin know that they're working.
There is a theme in Wisconsin that both sides of the political spectrum are using. And that is, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And clearly, I would assume, I'll let you speak for yourself, that these events are trying to say the answer is a resounding yes.
Absolutely. I mean, I think you see our economy starting to roar back. We were creating jobs faster paced now than we were in the 90s. You see businesses from Minnesota and Illinois moving across the border and coming into our state. There's success stories every day that are being touted, and it's because we got our budget in order. It's because we're creating an environment that is friendly to people who want to be entrepreneurs, who want to create jobs, and that's helping everybody. You know, that's improving the wellness of everybody in the state, and these tax dollars that are being returned to the taxpayers are helping families balance their budgets themselves and are able to do the things that they want to do and improve their own wellness. So we're happy that it's happening, and we want to talk about it.
So there are two events that I'm involved in. I do want to mention, let me just run this down, David. There's the Green Bay event tomorrow night, Eau Claire on Tuesday, June 3rd, Racine on Thursday, June 5th, Stevens Point on Wednesday, June 11th. I obviously am involved in the Green Bay event tomorrow night and the one in Stevens Point at the Holiday Inn at 1001 Amber Avenue. More on that in a moment, but let's target the Green Bay event is tomorrow night, 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the Rock Garden Conference Center. Most people in the Green Bay area know where that is, 1951 Bond Street. Now, David, they can register online, correct?
Absolutely. Everything for this effort is right on itsworkingwisconsin.com. You can find information on our events. You can get See our videos. You can. There's information up there about exactly where the savings are coming from and the success stories around the state. So I encourage everybody to visit. It's workingwisconsin.com.
Okay, I've been getting some.
Go ahead and sign up right there.
I've been getting some questions on that. Do they need to pre-register?
We would like people to pre-register, but obviously, if people show up at the door, everyone is more than welcome. We want to educate as many people as possible, so we hope a lot of people show up. But just to make sure that we have enough seats and everything, but everybody is comfortable and everybody is accommodated, we do ask that people try and pre-register as much as possible.
And that website is itsworkingwisconsin.com. I checked it out this morning. itsworkingwisconsin.com. I'm also taking part in the event, Stevens Point, as I said, Wednesday, June 11th, but I'll give more information on that as it gets closer. I don't want people to confuse the two. The event tomorrow night is at the Rock Garden, 7 p.m. to 8:30. What time do the doors open, David?
We'll open up the doors at 6 p.m., let everyone in and start to take a seat and get comfortable, and then the program will get rolling at 7.
And I should also mention, because I know he's very popular in these parts, young Mr. Benji Backer will be speaking as well. And he's really become kind of a teenage conservative rock star.
Absolutely. I mean, he has been absolutely great out there talking to people, and he brings a perspective that not a lot of us can. You know, he's going through school right now. He's obviously seeing the results that are happening, and we're happy to have him on the stage tomorrow night in Green Bay.
All right, and I will see you there tomorrow night, David.
I'm looking forward to it.
Hi, David Filatimo, AFP Wisconsin. Thanks a lot for joining us. Again, it's workingwisconsin.com. You can show up at the door, but obviously they'd like folks to pre-register. It's workingwisconsin.com. Benji will be speaking, then I'm speaking for about a half an hour, and then we're doing a Q&A. So look forward to seeing the folks in Green Bay out there. Again, you folks in central Wisconsin, the event, and I'll give more information as that one gets closer. It's at the Holiday Inn, Stevens Point, 1001 Amber Avenue. Same thing. You can register for the Stevens Point event at itsworkingwisconsin.com. Itsworkingwisconsin.com. In fact, wherever you're listening right now, if there's one that's close for you, the one in Eau Claire on the 3rd, the one in Racine on the 5th, just go to that website. You can register for any of those. I don't want to give short shrift to the ones I'm not taking part in. So you can find them all right there. All right, straight ahead, I want to share a letter with you, an email that I received in response to a topic I did last week. This is very, very interesting stuff. You'll want to hear it in 5 minutes. It's 9:14.
Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybatershow.com.